Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending August 9th, 2019. I'm Rob Cittadini, and I'm joined today by our Senior Investment Strategist, Paul Eidelman. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Rob.
So lots to cover this week. We're going to touch on a few subjects. We'll talk about trade wars, what's going on there.
Sure.
Maybe how that impacts our market outlook and what investors should be thinking about going forward.
Yep.
But let's start with the trade story. What a week. A lot of headlines, a lot of market volatility. Can you share with us a little about what happened?
Well, even more headlines. I feel like we've been talking about U.S.-China trade policy forever now. The really notable development last week was when President Trump threatened new tariffs on the final $300 billion of imports from China. The news this week and some of the market agitation was the Chinese retaliation in response, which was very significant over the weekend. So China really did two things, both of which were notable and I think agitating on the U.S. side. They decided to devalue their exchange rate and let it float above 7 compared to the U.S. dollar. And if you think back several months ago and for some time, President Trump in the United States has been worried and concerned about China manipulating their currency. And so that obviously played pretty poorly in the United States. And then on top of that, China has basically halted all of its agricultural purchases from the United States. And that was also very notable because going back to the G20 meeting in Japan, that was precisely the concession that Trump thought he got from the Chinese, was that they would buy more agricultural products, and now they've basically stopped those purchases altogether. And so it has been a pretty significant escalation, a little bit of a tit-for-tat slap in the face between both sides right now. And so
right.
I think the situation is looking quite tense here as we go into that early September deadline for when the new tariffs could get imposed. And it's just creating a lot of uncertainty for the corporate sector. So markets didn't like it. Markets never like uncertainty. We were down almost 3% on the S&P 500 index Monday morning. We're still down here as of Friday, but a little bit more modestly at about a 1% decline on the U.S. equity market. And I think those losses are globally shared. The bond market has been maybe even more notable and uniform, where we've seen a pretty significant flight to quality and safety. 10-year treasury yields in the United States are all the way down at 1.7% now.
Wow, yeah.
Very low from a historical perspective. And in Germany, it's even more significant. Their 10-year bond is trading at negative 60 basis points, which is the lowest ever in Germany in their history right now. So we're seeing some pretty notable moves in financial markets.
Interesting. And as you mentioned, I mean, quite an escalation in trade, a lot of volatility in financial markets. How is this going to impact our market outlook going forward?
Well, yeah, I think the first order effect from this is we're just seeing more downside risks creep into our assessment of the business cycle and economic growth. And that's been a gradual deceleration that we've seen since the end of 2017, particularly in the manufacturing sector, which is very exposed to supply chain disruptions and tariffs. Those growth rates have slowed notably, and if anything, are probably contracting here over the last couple of months. And with trade tensions being back at a boil again and a lot of that uncertainty remaining, all else equal, I think we'd be looking for the manufacturing cycle to keep slowing. And that's important for earnings as well because, the S&P 500 index is a representation of a lot of large multinational businesses that have this global exposure. Those earnings growth rates have already been weak in the first half of this year, and we wouldn't be surprised to see a mild earnings recession continue into maybe the second half of this year as well. And that just means more fragility here. It really comes down to how do business executives respond to this uncertainty and this slowing. And if they cut back on hiring, we could be looking at a pretty negative outcome. So this is, I think, a really important watch point going forward. There's a lot of uncertainty in both sides. If things unravel, I think it wouldn't be unrealistic to expect a recession, but there is a much more positive scenario that we ultimately get a deal, the uncertainty goes away, and markets can rally. So I think we've been having a preferred positioning to stay close to our policy plans here. And for government bonds, even though interest rates are very, very low right now, they can go lower, and they play a very important diversifying role in multi-asset portfolios.
Yeah, interesting. So as we move into the latter part of the year, what should investors be watching with all of this activity happening?
Well, I think we're going to keep talking about trade policy for
a
while. So I think it's going to be really important that the next negotiations continue to happen in September. And hopefully we're able to avoid those new tariffs. I think in the very short term, there's a few watch points to look out for. One is how the United States is approaching its blacklisting of Huawei, and if it gives out new waivers to that company, I think that would be an olive branch that could incentivize China to start buying agricultural products again. So that would be a first step towards a more positive path and a positive sign. And then on top of that, we'll just continue to look at the economic numbers. And next week, we start to get some of the first reads on how manufacturing activity is doing in August. And so that'll be really important on the back of all of this new news.
Okay, definitely some things to keep an eye on as we move forward.
Yep.
Paul, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks as always for your insights. Thank you for joining us for Market Week in Review. We'll see you next time.